Hi guys, before we get into this week's episode, I just wanted to let you know I have a really special episode coming out next week that is going to teach you very grounded and actionable tips and tricks to building millions in your business. I posted something on Threads that was like, I fully believe that I could help anyone create millions in their business, and I don't talk about that enough. And I do fully believe that, and I do fully believe I don't talk about it enough. So I just posted that kind of like offhanded as I post anything on Threads. And I already have a couple of comments of people being like, but how? And I should have expected that. But As always, I wasn't thinking before I posted. So I can't, unfortunately, just say with like five bullet points how to create millions in your business, but I can tell you a lot about it. And so I'm going to put some time and effort into condensing that as much as possible to do a really fun episode next week. But I had already recorded this week's episode and I just don't want to jumble them because then timelines get mixed up and I get stressed out about it. So for this week, we're going to be talking about looking into the past and how that keeps you stuck on the same loop. And then next week we will be diving into some really fun stuff about making more money. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode and I will talk to you next week with this like hopefully value-packed situation. Hi babe and welcome to Cosmic CEO. I'm your host, Kinsey Mattson, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about everything from marketing to branding to mindset. I am so glad you found your way here. Now, let's get into some juicy content. Hello, how are you? I hate to say this. I hate to start the podcast with this type of information that you probably don't want to know, but cold showers, they really help. They really, truly help. And I go through these periods of time where I'm like, I'm gonna like treat myself. Did I already talk about this on the podcast? Sometimes I repeat the same old story over and over again, so I'm sorry if I did. But I'll go through periods of time where I'm like, I'm gonna treat myself, I'm gonna have a hot shower. And it's really not treating myself because then the rest of the day, like, I don't feel good. I hate to like base my entire mental health on a 10-minute ritual, but like it freaking works and it also freaking sucks. And it really challenges this belief that like I have, and I think in the like online manifesty business space, we sometimes don't hear this. We hear the opposite of this. But I do better if I do something I really hate every single day. Like I actually do really well with that. And it has to be something that's not like draining. Like if I was trying to be social every single day, that drains me. But where cold showers are something that like, I hate them. I don't enjoy them. But they make me feel so much better. I just do so much better. And those things that like feel hard to me all of a sudden don't feel that hard because I already did this thing that's really hard in the morning. I will say, I think the trick to them is having a song. So I listened to All Too Well, 10-minute version by Taylor Swift. You also don't have to do the full 10 minutes. I've heard like five, once you're at 5 minutes, the effects are the same. I like to be like kind of like intense and do 10 minutes for some reason. I don't know why. Because I feel like after 5 minutes, it doesn't feel hard anymore. If anything, it maybe gets a little bit boring. I feel like your body gets used to it. And then I'm just like, okay, this is a long, I'm not a very long shower taker. I get bored. So sometimes I'm like, okay, this is too long of a shower. But what I feel like works about having the same song that I do it to every single morning is, first of all, that song is fire. I love to sing along to it, but it helps me like to know what to expect next. So it keeps me busy because I'm dancing, I'm singing, I'm like yelling because I'm so cold, but it really helps me knowing like, okay, I'm at this part. Okay, now I'm at this part. And I have my system of like, okay, because this is how I shower. I don't take hot showers anymore now. I will like random, I really haven't taken one probably. I've maybe taken a couple in the past month. I take hot baths at night because I feel like they help me sleep. But when I take hot showers now, I kind of feel dirty. Like, I'm like, I feel too sweaty. Like, this doesn't feel good anymore. But Anyway, so that's like my like shower when I get ready in the morning. So I have like a certain part of the song that I put my shampoo in, and then a certain part of the song that I put my soap in, and then a certain part of the song that I like shave my armpits. And like, so it just helps me to know what's coming next and what to expect. Instead of the other day, I tried doing it to a podcast because I was like, ugh, I was kind of getting sick of the song, honestly. And I was like, I'm just going to do it to a podcast. And the entire time it felt like time went by so much slower because I didn't know when it was going to be over, you know? So anyways, I'm sorry to start this week off by telling you that you probably would benefit from cold showers, but I've benefited. Just try it. Literally just try it. I made Cammy like a long time ago. We were feeling so like blah, and I was like, just go take a cold shower. And she did, and like she felt so much better. Now this isn't something that she, I don't know if she takes cold showers or not, but I love to have experiences of people who like aren't in them and then making them do one and then them being like, oh my God, yeah, it actually did make me feel better. So anyways, that's that. Try them if you want. I want to do some sort of challenge. I keep wanting to do some sort of like creating my own 75 hard, but I don't want to do like the shit that's on that. Like, I'm like, I want to do like cold showers, meditation. I don't know. Maybe it's just like, do what you want. Create your own ritual that like you're excited to do every single day and then do it every single day. I don't know why I have to turn everything into something like commercial and marketable. That's just who I am. But I wanted to talk today about something actually that got a little bit inspired by a thread that I had that went kind of viral. So I talked about this last week, how I like angry scientists, grumpy scientists. But I keep thinking about this tweet because it will randomly like still get likes and whatever. And something that's really interesting, sorry, I said tweet, I mean thread. Something that's really interesting with threads is I am experiencing like way more virality than I've experienced on any other apps. Like I experience it the most here. And it's really interesting to see that and be like, and to actually, I always knew this, but to experience it is so much different. To see that the virality isn't what's growing my audience. I can't tell you how many ones I've had get like hundreds and hundreds of likes, so many reposts, so many people commenting that didn't turn into followers. And it's just because those tweets that I've had that have gone viral have had nothing to do with like my actual business and what I'm actually doing. They've just been like random little thoughts that I had versus the content that I put out there that is like, I'm speaking directly to my dream customer and I'm sharing things that are helping me or sharing something about business or whatever. Yes, it may only get 2 or 3 likes, but which it's so funny, like using a new platform, it really feels your stories about likes are so much different. Because if I got like 2 likes on Instagram, I would probably spiral, truly. Well, I would probably be like, something's broken. Like, I would be like, something is wrong with this app. But getting 2 or 3 likes on threads, I'm like, great. Like, it feels like so normal. So it's just funny. I sometimes think that, you know, I don't know if everyone had this fantasy, but like in middle school, it was this idea of like going to a new school and being like the hot girl that everyone is obsessed with. Like being able to like have like a glow up and go to a new school was like the thing that I love to think about, that I love to fantasize about. Unfortunately, I did move from Idaho to St. George to Southern Utah when I was in 8th grade, and it wasn't quite as fun as you would expect. As fun as I would expect. I mean, it was fine, but there was no like glow up and no like people turning their heads to like look at me. Honestly, I was like a weird 8th grader. I was an 8th grader that looked like I was like 30. Truly. I had, you know how kids are just like assholes in the halls? And I don't know why, like I never got bullied ever. I think I maybe have a little bit of a scary presence, even though I was like a nerd. Like I think I've just always like been able to hold my own. I don't know. Anyways, I was walking down the hall and kids were just like messing around and one axe was like throwing the other and they pushed them into me and I like kind of pushed back into the locker and it wasn't intentional. And the other kid was like, bro, you just pushed me into a teacher. like thinking I was like a teacher at this school. And I mean, in their defense, I was probably wearing like a little weird sweater vest and like a, I don't know, button up and some weird necklace. But that was the only attention I got, is everybody, when I moved to the school as an eighth grader, everyone thought I was 30. But anyways, I like to think of when a new app drops, especially if it's an app that people are actually using, it kind of feels like going to a new school and you're like, there's no stories of who I am, how much I post. There's no stories of like what's expected, what's normal, what's cool. You go to a new school, you don't even know who's cool. You don't know who you're like trying to impress. You don't know what guy everyone thinks is hot. It's just like this new energy, which is really refreshing, like especially when we're using platforms like Instagram, where we have so many stories about like what's normal and what's acceptable and blah blah blah. And like, yes, we can throw those all away, and I think that would be a fun thing to do, and I try to consciously do that all the time, but I don't even think I realize how many of these little stories I have about Instagram that are just like unconscious programs running in the background, right? Like, it's like I said, if I got 2 or 3 likes on Instagram, I would be like, oh, Instagram must be down. Like, there's just like all these stories that are not real and not true. And what's really interesting is on Threads, which I do think a little bit of this is Threads algorithm. I think every single app has a different way that it interacts with content. But I'll have Threads get 0 likes, 0 likes, 0 interaction. And then the next thread will get 500 likes. So it's like, getting 1 like on a photo doesn't mean anything about your next post. It doesn't mean anything about the future of your Instagram. But it's just interesting to see that on a different app. Now I'm like not even going to be able to find my train of thought of where I was going with this. I've taken like 30 sidetrack paths on my way to talk about this. So anyways, I guess I was talking about virality, and it's interesting to go pretty viral on that platform and then be like, experience no growth, versus just post something random and get 10 follows from it of people that are actually my dream customer because that content is focused on them. So anyways, I posted this, let me see if I, it's actually too far away to pull. It was a few weeks back. I posted this thread where I was just talking about like, I saw some, and I'm going to mess this up. Okay. I don't know stuff. Like, I don't even know if I would say I'm street smart. I'm good at figuring things out. But something that I've realized, not to go on a completely other tangent, I don't remember anything I learned from school. The only reason I was good at math is because you could figure it out. Everything else, like, I would just memorize it and take the test. And I think that's kind of what's fucked up about school. I think a lot of us were like this. But, like, I didn't really know what was going on. Even I think of, like, my favorite books, I didn't comprehend information. Like, I enjoyed the process of reading them, but at the end of reading a book, I couldn't have told you what happened. Like, I read all the Harry Potters. I still couldn't tell you the exact plot of Harry Potter, like, as an adult, even. Even after seeing the movies. Like, I don't process stuff really in, like, a linear way where like I can recall it. It's almost just like it goes like in one ear and out the other, and it will inspire me for something, but I'm not really able to like talk about what it is. I'm the same way with like a book or a movie. If somebody's like, so what is it about? I'm like, I don't really know. It's not about the plot for me. Maybe this is why I lose the plot when I'm talking about anything, because it's not about the plot for me. It's about the freaking visuals and like the actual words, like reading the words, the experience of it. But I didn't really like comprehend stuff in school. So I'm probably going to explain this wrong, even explaining this again, even after I got like a bunch of grumpy scientists telling me I was an idiot. But I saw this photo that was like taken on a telescope of like, it said something about like a black hole, you know, a million years ago or something that I got a picture of. And I was just like, this is so insane. Like, I've known that telescopes can take pictures of things in the past, but like, I didn't really understand. And it still is like a mind fuck to even think about that. So I saw that and I said, we aren't talking enough about the fact that telescopes can take pictures of the past. Like, we are living in a sci-fi movie, because that's what it feels like to me. It's like giving time travel. Like, you can literally take a picture of the past. What? that is still, even talking about it now, it blows my mind. So half the comments were like, whoa, this is so crazy, I didn't know it. The other half of the comments were, you're an idiot. Everything you see is in the past. Every because I said certain telescopes can take a picture of the past. I guess every telescope, as we're looking in the sky at the stars, a lot of those are dead. As you're looking at the stars, you're looking into the past. And then people went on to say, you look at anything, you're looking at the past, because the time it takes for your mind to register what you're seeing, for the light to go from the thing that you're looking at to your eyes, there is a delay. And so we're always looking into the past, which is interesting. And then there was people who were saying, like, this is elementary school physics, like, this isn't news. And I'm like, I didn't say it was news. I said it was cool. So anyways, that was a whole situation that happened. But it has me thinking, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I'm constantly wondering how to soften the highs and the lows of, like, getting what you want, because it can sometimes feel like whiplash. And I think sometimes if those highs and lows are so extreme and drastic, that's when I think we start to get on this loop. And so I was thinking about this concept of everything that we are looking at is in the past. And so that had me thinking how everything that you're looking at in your life right now, I believe that it's a reflection of what a part of you wants, but it's not a reflection of what you want right now in this moment. It's a reflection of what you wanted in the past. Now, there's no way for me to say if that was a day ago or if that was 2 years ago, but what I think happens is we look in our current reality for proof that we can manifest what we want or that we're headed to where we want to head. But all that this current reality is proof of is who you used to be. Even if that was 5 minutes ago, that's still a different person than you are right now in this moment. And I think what happens for a lot of us is we get really inspired, right? We've all felt the movement of, like, I can fucking do this. Like, I'm so inspired. I'm going to go after it. I'm going to blah, 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 right? And then you do it maybe for 3 days, 4 days, maybe a couple weeks if you're, like, really good at willpower, and nothing changes. And you're like, this isn't working. I'm crazy to think I can do this. And then you go back to your old ways of, oh, I hate this. You just go into your spiral. Well, a few days later, shit might start to work. And then you start getting in the vibe again of, like, oh my God, I can do this. I can do this. But then as you're getting into the vibe of, I can do this, shit's working, all of a sudden it's reflecting the energy from the past of you thinking you can't do it again. And so, of course, you're always going to come back to that wave of, like, because even when you were in this bad vibe of, oh, nothing's working, like, I hate this, you still had this moment of, like, oh my God, stuff's working again. And I think this is blowing my own mind, realizing this and looking how it shows up in my life, because I've always been like, it doesn't matter if you're pissed off and negative, good stuff can still happen. And I think the reason those good things were happening in my life is because of the person who I was being before I got pissed off and negative. And then I would see those good things, but then it would be followed by a dip in receiving, a dip in income, a dip in whatever, because then it was showing me the past me. It was just the cycle of it all. And I wish there was, like, a way to, like, truly show this. But it's just like, think of, like, a wave of your emotions, a wave of your confidence, a wave in what you're trying to manifest, what pose you're holding, what character you're playing. Okay. So think of the wave of that. Now, I want you to think that there's a separate wave below that that's, like, I'm seeing, like, this SpongeBob screen in my head that's, like, 5 days later, and it's, like, 5 days later, that's when that wave starts happening, and they're not correlating exactly, and so I don't know what you can do with this information. For me, it's just been really helpful when I'm needing to sit in that energy of trust and really holding on to this pose of, like, what's coming next. It's, I'm putting this work in right now for me in the future. I'm noticing the things that are working right now for me in the future. And this isn't, I want you to be careful too with that, like saying in the future, because I think the only thing we have control over is right now in the now. But I think sometimes it can be helpful to look at these and realize that we are existing on linear time. We are existing in a way of like today, tomorrow, like that is the 3D reality that we're trying to manifest things in. In a 5D reality, we have everything we need. We have access to total abundance, but we're not living in a 5D reality right now. No matter what your favorite spiritual influencer says, I guarantee you they're not living in a 5D reality, or they would be not in a human body. A human body is the 3D. Like, you can't exist in a human body and not be living in the 3D. And so realizing that it is going to be time like that, like there is going to be a past, a present, a future, but also realizing the way that physics plays into it of like what you're seeing is the past. And that's why it's really important that we train ourselves to be able to hold on to the vision for what we're creating. This is why so many people keep looping, because they're like, my life sucks. The next day, their life continues sucking, and they just keep on this same path. And sometimes, hopefully, more people are being like, my life sucks. And then they see an inspiring video and they're like, you know what? I'm going to be positive. But if that doesn't change immediately, they're like, no, 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 my life sucks again. They might feel a dip in a couple days in the, or a like heightened level of like excitement a couple days in the future, but then it's going to dip right down because they didn't hold that pose. They didn't decide that they were really going to play that character. And I don't want you to do this in a way of like, oh my God, like I just have to keep holding this pose. I'm going to be so tired. It's not even about like this, like positivity, like staying smiling all the time, but it really is just like existing as this person who is creating exactly what they want. And we could go into so many different reasons of like why that is. That's why I really like to think of it more so as, because I'm not going to be able to be like freaking smiling and laughing and yelling all the time, excited about my goals. Like that's just not the reality of it. But I am doing that half the time. Half the time I'm really fucking excited, really inspired. The other half of the time when I'm tired, instead of thinking of, oh my God, I'm failing. Oh my God, like nothing's working. That's when I tap into the energy of like, now here is when I trust that it's working. And I take my foot off the gas. And I'm not taking that action, but I'm stepping into that trust and even kind of step, if you want to call it like receiving energy, I'm exhaling. I'm allowing myself to be like, you can't just keep inhaling over and over again and being like, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. It's going to be. And it's like, there's no time for anything to come through for you. So there still is going to be these cycles, but think of it as an inhale and an exhale instead of a, like, life is so good. Life is so bad. Why can't I get off this loop? And the more you can think of it as an inhale and an exhale, or a manifesting and receiving type waves, it will feel less like the intense roller coaster that makes you want to be like, I don't want to do this at all. How many times have you come to a place in your business or in your life where you're like, I'm so tired of trying to manifest what I want to manifest. This is so much. I don't want to do this anymore. And then probably what happens when you get to that point in your life, this is just the funny thing of it all, the cosmic joke of it all, is probably when you get to that place, something really good is going to happen. And then you're going to be like, well, manifesting doesn't even work because I gave up and then it happened, or whatever the stories are that you want to create. The truth is, it just was part of the cycle where the work that you put in the past manifested in the future. And the more you can think of this as a wave of inhaling and exhaling, manifesting and receiving, the less intense those waves are going to be. And instead of going from the top of the top of the top of your game to the very lowest rock bottom, you're going to be gradually experiencing those waves, but you can experience those waves on the up and up. Like, look at a graph of a stock market and notice how there is those intense waves. They're even still a little bit intense, but over a period of a long time, they're always going up. Even think of like house prices, right? Like they're always going up. Even during like times like the recession in 2008, house prices plummeted. And they now, compared to back then, are psychotically higher. Like, so it always comes back up. The more you can kind of like ride that wave and stay holding on to the fact of like, you're always growing, you're always learning, you're always manifesting what you want. It might not happen today, it might not happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen in the future. And that's who you're putting in the work for today. And I also don't mean that in like a hustle, this is who you're putting in the work for. Part of putting in the work is believing it's going to work. And that's more so what I'm talking about. I'm talking more the work of holding the pose, because that's also an important part of the process. Okay, I hope that was helpful. I hope I explained that well enough. It's blowing my own mind because I just notice these loops with myself over and over again. I'm like, what's fucking going on? And there's so many things you can do to help with it. There's like Psyche. I feel like that subconscious reprogram has helped so much. I've been doing a lot of RRT lately again, and that helps. But this cycle of like receiving and manifesting, I've really noticed that it is directly related to this, like feeling really high and then feeling really low, and then just this constant cycle that manifests in my life. So it's been feeling so much better lately. And it's crazy too, how when I started embracing this and stopped looking for, is it working? Is it working? Is it working? Shit started working so much faster. Like I would literally be like, okay, my intention for today is this. And then all of a sudden I would have an email from a random, like, I've had multiple, like probably 3 or 4 people message me in the past couple of days being like, hey, I need to pay off this payment plan, or I couldn't make my payments last year, but I want to restart my payment. Like literally like multiple out of nowhere. So it's just cool to see how that like can manifest instantly, but it's not when you're looking for it to manifest instantly. It's when you're holding the pose. And I kind of hate that word. I kind of hate the word holding the pose. So I need to come up with something different. But it's like, it's when you're slaying, it's when you're delivering an Oscar worthy performance of the character that you've decided to play. That is when shit starts happening quickly. Imagine if like you were watching like a movie and they would be like nailing acting, and then they would be like, in the show you're watching, they're like, no, I can't do this anymore. I'm not playing this character well. Like, that would be a funny movie, and it probably would have like a metaphor that would be interesting to look at, but it wouldn't really be doing the job of playing that character. If they were truly like doubting themselves as they were playing that character, it wouldn't be fun to watch. Like, put your whole chest into it. Method act in the name of manifesting. Okay, so many exciting things available for enrollment right now. 2 biggest things are Brand Camp. We have a couple spots left for that. It's going to be such a fun day, and not just a fun day, but like a actual super productive day for creating things for your brand, shifting your mindset, shifting your beliefs, doing this all together so that when you show up in this new brand or this revised brand or revitalized brand, it's going to magnetize all of your dream customers. So that's going to be really fun. That's on March 30th in Salt Lake. And then I have only 4 spots available for the CEO slumber party. So I'm really excited because I have added a mastermind element to this. I was just thinking about like, all the past retreats I've done, I felt so sad saying goodbye and a teeny bit unfinished. I don't know if unfinished is the right word, but maybe just like a little bit of FOMO for their lives. It's like, then they just go back and live their life. And also I think sometimes when you come back to your life after this life-changing experience, it can feel a little discombobulating. Like you're like, okay, where do I start now? So the really cool thing with the CEO slumber party is we're going to do 4 months of a high level mastermind to go along with it. So we will have 4 monthly calls, where I will do like a mini teaching, a mini training, and then we will go around and share like what our goal is going to be for the next month, anything that we're celebrating, anything that we need to work through. So it'll be kind of like a group hot seat coaching program. Hot seat coaching, is that what it's called? Why am I having a hard time? You'll be able to get like time one-on-one talking with me to work through whatever you're going through. And then we're also going to do a group chat with everybody who's coming in Voxer. So this will be another form of one-on-one support within the group, where we will all be chatting. And we're going to start in April. So you only have actually a few weeks left to sign up for the retreat, even though it isn't until May, because we're going to be starting the mastermind element in April. And so anyways, I'm just super excited about that. That's what I was going to say. I say cold showers work, but you know what? It's not going to make your ADHD go away. It'll just deter it. So what I'm really excited about for this is we're all going to know each other once we get to the retreat. So we're all going to know each other. We're going to know what we're working on. We're going to know what our goals are so that we can hit the ground running. And also there isn't that like awkward, like getting to know you phase. There might be a little bit of just like the nervous jitters, but you're already going to have friends within this group so that as soon as you land in Orlando, we are freaking hitting the ground running. So details for both of those are up in the link in my bio on Instagram. And yeah, let me know if you have any questions about any of this. If this podcast helped you, I would love to know. If you want, I would love if you screenshotted it and shared it on your stories. shameless call for promotion. But yeah, I'm so thankful you're here. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon.